songwriter says, let's forget about everything. Let us focus on Him. Let us concentrate on Him and worship Him today. Because indeed, He is our Creator and He is our King. He is the Lord of Lords of heaven and earth. We come this morning to glorify the name of the Lord, to lift up His name in psalm and thanksgiving for His goodness towards us. So as we come this morning, let us come forgetting about ourselves. Because it is not about you, it is not about me, but it is about the man Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we want to surrender all to you this morning. We want to forget about ourselves. We want to focus on you. We want to concentrate on you. We want to give you the glory and the honor that's due to your name this morning. So as your people come before you this morning, Lord, we pray that you'll accept our worship, accept our praise. Forgive us, Lord, where we have sinned and come short of your righteousness. And give us, Lord, the understanding to know and to understand that you are God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Because He lives, I know that when I call His name, I'm not just going through a form or a ritual. When I call His name, I'm not just doing a chant that only I hear. But when I call His name, somewhere across the gulf of eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost lean over and go, that's my boy. Because He lives, we can all have hope. Because He lives, even when it seems like the whole world is coming apart. Because He lives, miracles still happen. Because He lives. Because He lives, prayer is sweet. And because He lives, prayer is powerful. Every time, every single time we pray, there is the seed, the potential for a miracle. Every single time. How many of you need a miracle today? Perhaps you don't need a miracle, but how many of you would just like to have an extra miracle to put away? Sometimes everything can be good. But you know what I love about God? God's such a giver. He'll put stuff on layaway and just hold it on the side for you. You may not need it now, but He knows you're going to need it in a little bit. That's why this time is special. As we come before the Lord. As we get ready to go to the altar today, I just want to remember a few people. How many of you remember a young brother by the name of Gayuka? Do you remember Gayuka? You know his soon-to-be wife is here. Gayuka's not with us right now in the body, but he's with us in spirit. Not too long ago, he wrote me a letter, and he told me to tell the saints I love them. And he said, Pastor, in my absence, will the church rally around my girl? What's up, Tanisha? He said, I really want my daughters to grow up in the fear and admiration of the Lord. You know, his daughters, his kids are here. Amen. And she's been coming, well, it's about the third, fourth Sabbath now. We've been talking on the phone. Yeah. Good to see you, girl. Would you come on down so that we can lay, as a church family, lay hands on you and just pray that your man of God continue to be a man of God. Let your whole family come on down. Just come on, bring them on down. Miracles. God is faithful to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask. I'm asking the elders to come forward. If there's anyone else that needs a miracle, that needs a breakthrough, come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I can't make you come to me, but if you come to me, come unto me. God can't do everything for us. He can give you the command to come, but you've got to pick yourself up and come. If there's anyone out there right now who just need, who wants to stand up in intercession for a relative or a friend or maybe a co-worker, if you just stand up. See, we come to worship. Worship is active. It's not a show.
Speak to my heart.
If you just stand up.
Holy Spirit.
As you're singing, if there's someone out there right now who's maybe not even sure about this prayer thing, but just in case. See, God will deal with you where you are. If you would just step out in faith, just in case there's some power. Just in case there might be an overflash. Because Jesus says, my cup, David said, my cup runneth over. You just stand up for the just in case. He might fill somebody up here and you might get the overflow blessing.
Holy Spirit,
yes.
Give me the word.
With the prayer warriors, just let this place be filled with the incense of your prayer. Fill it up, fill it up. Some of you are so faithful, you got God on speed dial. You don't even have to go through the whole thing. The Lord knows who you are. If you would just fill this place with your prayer.
Of love to encourage me, lifting my heart from despair. Are you love me and care for me? If you speak to my heart,
yes, Heavenly Father, we come before you as a people tossed and driven. But as a people who are hopeful, God, Father God, we have been cast down but not utterly destroyed because you have been faithful to your promise, to your word. You have upheld us with your strong right hand. Father God, you have delivered us. We know, oh God, we can give testimony, oh God, if we took the time, oh Lord, about the times that you have made our crooked ways straight. Oh, Father God, how you've brought us over mountains and you've brought us through waves, and Father God, how you've kept us, and how you've been a strong tower, oh God, when the devil tried to come in like a flood, how you lifted up a standard, oh God. Father God, this is the place, oh Lord. We know that there's no perfection in here except in the face of Jesus, but this is the place where you have called to meet with your people on the corner of Indian and Irish, this band of people called Imani. And you brought us from near and far, oh Father God. Father, we are thankful. We are thankful, Father, for those that are with us and those that might just be here because they were dragged here, oh Father God. But oh Father God, even if they were dragged here, open their eyes now that they might see. That they might see your Son, that they might see the outshining of your glory, that they might see the one who stepped out of the Godhead and called all things into existence, the upholder of all things, oh Father God, that they might be touched by your Holy Spirit who administers, who facilitates grace. Jesus died, the Father sent, and the Holy Spirit facilitates it. The Holy Spirit makes it actual and applies it. He is the applicator. Apply it to their hearts, oh Father God. And Father God, where our minds are limited and we think the problem is so big that you can't get around it, oh Holy Spirit, come and give us the measure of faith, the size of a mustard seed, that we might see mountains be removed, that we might know, oh Father God, that Jesus is the door when there is no door, that yes. He is the bridge when the way seems impossible. Yes. Oh, yes. Father God, that he is Jehovah El Elyon, the yes. Most High and Exalted, oh God. Yes. He's not just some man that we can play with. He's a kinsman redeemer. What does that mean? That means, oh Lord, that he looks like me, that I look like him, that he walks like me, that I might walk like him, that he came and lived like me and died like me, that I might live eternity like him. He is the one, oh Father God, that puts on the garb so that you are relatable. In heaven, he was called Michael, so that the angels would not feel so far removed that he took the appearance of an angel, but he was more than an angel. And on earth, when we fell, he took the appearance of man. but he was always more than man. He's the outshining of your glory that goes out and shines in the dark places. Oh, Father God, may Jesus shine in this place today.
Yes.
May he shine in the places where people are feeling hopeless.
Yes.
May he shine in the places where people are feeling that they are beyond the reach and the love of your embrace. May he shine in the places where people feel it's over, oh God. People are ending their lives because they feel it's over. But oh God, breathe on them and give them a second wind that they might go on and that their song might be, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far to turn back now. Father God, we bless and praise your holy name. Be with the speaker of the hour. And then, Father God, we lift up Gayuka. Oh, Father God. I can see him now, his intense eyes. I can see him now, Father God. I pray wherever he is, oh Lord, you know where he is. I pray, oh Father God, that like John on the island of Patmos, that he would look up and see you even now in your day. That he would look up. That he would look up, and though man tries to restrict him, he'd look up and see the one who is the liberator standing between the seven lampstands.
Yes.
That he would look up and know that he is yours right now. Reach out, oh Father God. Illuminate his mind. Illuminate his spirit. Shine upon him, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Name of
Father
Jesus.
God, I pray for Tanisha, and I pray for her daughter, and I pray for the family, and I pray for their future. You said, I know my thoughts towards you. Good thoughts. I know my thoughts towards you. Good thoughts that you might have a hope and a future, oh God. We are on your mind. She's on your mind. Gehuka's on your mind. Leoma is on your mind. Elder Ximenes and his family's on your mind. My family's on your mind.
Yes.
Joseph and Karen, Greg and Diane, we're on your mind. Zena, we're on the mind of God. Even right now, we're on your mind, Lord. Thankful, oh Father God, thankful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we bless and praise your holy name. And may what be said, may what be done, may our thoughts be beautiful and pure in your sight this day. May love abound, and may we go on to fight the good fight.
Yes.
This is our prayer, oh Father God. We come against all the strongholds of thought, negative thoughts and depression and anxiety. We come against them with nothing but the name of Jesus. We believe in you, oh God. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to lift up holy songs. We're going to let your spirit come and change us even where we are. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
Yes. Sometimes we have a meal or something and we say, ooh, that was good. But really, God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. So why don't you stand on your feet and join with us as we praise and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.